Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. The NHL season back underway after the Olympics. Predators will be in action tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks at Bridgestone Arena. And to talk more about the NHL, we say hello to Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, presented by Old National Bank. Get old. Greg, the USA wins the gold in both women's and men's hockey. It's been a great few weeks with that, and now the NHL resumes. How you doing?
This is the first time. How many years we've done this show together? Like many years.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever hopped on where there's a Titans-Jets trade.
I know, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, all it means is that they're definitely drafting an edge rusher, I guess, in the draft. But what a time to be alive, a Titans-Jets trade. It's been a really fun week or so for American hockey fans. The women winning gold, and then the men obviously coming through and winning for the first time since 1980. It's something I've been waiting my whole life to see. I was too young to appreciate the miracle. I grew up in the aftermath of it, and it took a long time for USA Hockey to develop a pipeline of talent where you could go on the ice against the team from Canada and feel like they were equals. And this might have been the first time that happened in a best-on-best tournament outside of Four Nations last year. From the high-end offensive talent to the deep defense core to Connor Hellebuck, for the first time in my life, they win gold and deserve to do so against Canada.
Is Connor Hellebuck the best goalie, I mean, of this era? Like, is that the best way to put it? Because you go look at his resume, and I know for me, covering, the Central Division and the Predators, I've seen him a lot. I know what he can do, but I also feel like he might not jump off the page at you necessarily. But, I mean, he's got, what, three Vezinas and a Hart Trophy, now a gold medal in the Olympics. All he's really missing is the Stanley Cup.
Well, I mean, does the Presidential Medal of Freedom make up for not winning the cup? I don't know. I don't know if it's a one-for-one comparison. It's an interesting question. I think when you look at his resume, outside of not winning the cup, and you could easily say that's more on his team than anything else. I mean, like, Henrik Lundqvist is a Hall of Famer, even though he never won a cup with the Rangers. I think he's right in the conversation. I think Bobrovsky's right there, too, with the two cups for Florida and the two Vezina trophies. The one contemporary that I think would be an interesting point of comparison is Andrei Vasilevsky of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's got a couple cups, and then there's sort of the great what if, because obviously for a lot of his prime, Russia wasn't allowed to send their players to the Olympics, and for a couple of those Olympics, the NHL didn't go. So I wonder if Vasi maybe would have been make this conversation a little bit different if Russia had been in some of these tournaments. But without that happening, I think Hellebuck is clearly the best guy of his generation and probably a Hall of Famer even without a Stanley Cup.
Greg Wyshynski is with us from ESPN. So now the NHL season resumes, and the trade deadline is a week from tomorrow. You've done your trade tiers on ESPN.com, and three Predators are in the elite forwards with term tier, which include Jonathan Marchessault, Ryan O'Reilly, and Steven Stamkos. What's your gut feeling? Does Barry Trotz move one or more than one of those guys?
My first feeling is I still can't believe Barry Trotz is running this trip line. Like, I know what the timeline is to hire the next guy, but it's still kind of bonkers that this is such an important trade deadline for this team, and the guy that's no longer going to GM is going to be the guy running it. All due respect to Barry, it's just kind of some wacky timing. I'm kind of pretty sure Stamkos stays at this point, not only for the season that he's had, but obviously he's got some say over where he goes. The guy who I think, probably needs the change in scenery the most is Marchessault. And I don't know if it's a case of his defensive game just atrophying because he's older now or what, but like, I think a team looks at him as a guy with incredible playoff experience. A Conn Smythe can certainly help out offensively, but the defensive side of his game gives me a little pause. And then you come to O'Reilly, and like, you know, there's got to be somebody out there that wants to overpay for this guy, right? Like, the season he's having is absolutely incredible from an offensive production standpoint. He's still killing it defensively. When you think about all the other centers that might be available, and there are some that are decent comps, like Nazem Kadri, Braden Schenn, players like that. I just think as a last piece of the puzzle guy, and especially a guy who also has a playoff MVP award, like O'Reilly just is someone you'd want to overcompensate to try to get. But obviously, you know, Barry's talked about in the past, he's mentioned to me in the past that whatever comes down the pike for O'Reilly, even though he doesn't have trade protection, they'll work together on wherever his next destination is going to be.
Greg, this is why we love you, man, because that was the question I was going to ask, and I was going to preface it by saying, please don't hate me, Preds fans, but why is Barry Trotz in charge of anything at the trade deadline? So I'm not kidding you, so thank you for taking the heat off of me. I appreciate that, Greg.
But it's like, I think it's just a symptom of timing. I mean, you know, I still am not exactly clear why the announcement had to come down when it did, but I mean, at the end of the day, the organization and Barry kind of seemed like they came to a mutual understanding that he wasn't going to come back. And now you have sort of, I mean, let's face it, like the guy's looking after a very short tenure as GM, and it hasn't really been all that successful. And so it becomes this sort of uncomfortable thing of the huge decisions that have to be made about Marchessault and O'Reilly and Stamkos. And you go down a level, like, and guys like, you know, Eric Halla and players like that. Like, there's a lot of business that could be done in the next a couple weeks that Barry's going to be doing, and it's kind of an awkward time to do it.
Greg, do you think Pittsburgh could be that team that would be willing to overpay for O'Reilly, knowing that they're going to be without Crosby for a while?
You know, that's a great question, and Pittsburgh's a hard one to figure because, like, they're kind of a punching above their weight anyway this year.
Yep.
You know, their young players have played great. They got a great coach in Dan Muse that's figured out some things to that roster. Obviously, Sid and Gino have been the ones to kind of, you know, drive the bus there. But again, like, if Crosby's out, and he's meant so much to that team. I mean, O'Reilly's not a replacement for him. I guess it would just be a matter of whether they think they can kind of tread water enough in that division and in the conference to still be playoff relevant when Sid comes back. It's a tough one for them because, they have such a treasure chest right now of future prospects and picks that I don't know if they want to tap into that necessarily for a player like O'Reilly.
Greg, if you ask any coach in any of the major sports what's the most important game on their schedule, if they don't tell you the next game, then there's something wrong with them. Tonight's game for the Nashville Predators versus the Blackhawks. Look, they're 4 points out of a playoff spot. How crucial is tonight's game for the Nashville Predators to start making that climb?
Yeah, we did a bubble watch earlier this week on ESPN. If you look at all of the major sites that track playoff probability, the Preds are around 20% for making the cut, which is a not insignificant number, but still not a guarantee that they can get over the hump. You know, I think it's a huge game because of just the way that the last couple of games before the Olympic break went. You want to get right back and rolling a little bit here and time's a wasting. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that the Olympic break is done. The last games that these teams played feel like they were a century ago for those of us who have been covering the Olympic tournament. But now we're in a sprint. I mean, like, it's a scant couple of weeks before we are talking about the playoffs starting. So you can't stand on ceremony, man. You got to get rolling right as you get back on the ice after this Olympic break.
It's funny, Greg, we talked earlier, we had Pete Weber on the show and talked about, you know, when the Predators are clicking on all cylinders, how good are they? Are they as good as any team in the NHL? Because we've seen them, when they play good, Greg, I mean, they are really good.
They're a hard out. I mean, they're in a conference with some real elite teams. You know, like Colorado, Dallas, Minnesota. On some days, you could make the argument that the Western Conference is the three best teams in hockey. You know, Vegas, I was watching them last night against the Kings, even without, like, a couple of their big guys from the Olympics, they looked pretty good. You know, the bottom line is that if Nashville gets in, it's most likely going to be in the second wild card, and it's most likely going to mean that you're going to have to play one of those Titans from the Central Division. And then we'll see how it goes. Because, again, like, when you get in, you just have to put together four good games. And all of a sudden, you're talking about, you know, shocking the world against someone like Colorado or Minnesota or Dallas. So I don't think they're as good as everybody in the league on their best day, but they're certainly a playoff quality when they're playing well.
He is Greg Wyshynski from ESPN. Find his work there and at ESPN.com. Greg, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. And also check out my preview of Elimination Chamber this weekend, boys. I mean, let's face it. We got some big stuff happening this weekend, too, in the WWE. So I got that on the site as well.
This has got to be like knowing that ESPN has the PLEs now, like, has to be like yes. awesome for you.
I mean, it's funny. Like, I've been at ESPN now since 2017, I think it is. And in my time there, we've gotten the rights to hockey back and the rights to wrestling back. I mean, like, doing pretty good. Maybe I'm the lucky charm. I don't know. But it is a pretty fun place to be right now for me.
Be honest. Did somebody walk through, like, the halls there and go, hey, does anybody know wrestling want to write some stuff?
No, I know we're up against it. But what's funny is that the same thing happened when hockey came back that happened when wrestling came back, which is all of these people just started flooding into, like, the Zoom calls and the Slacks. You know, it's like all these people you didn't even know they cared about hockey or cared about wrestling, and all of a sudden, like, you've been writing it for like the last 6 or 7 years, and now, like, everybody wants to be doing it too. So it was the same thing that happened twice, but it's great. I mean, the more the merrier in my book.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it as always. And hey, who knows? Maybe the Jets and Titans will make another trade before next week.
God, as a Jets fan, I hope not.
We'll see ya. Greg Wyshynski joining us here on the program as he does every Thursday at 2, presented by Old National Bank. Get old. We always enjoy the convos with him. Preds back at it tonight with pregame coverage at 6 o'clock, puck drop just after 7.
The NFLPA has released the best and worst franchises according to players in the National Football League. You got some doozies on here.
Is this a report card?
It's a report card, but there's a problem with the report card.
Okay. I didn't think they could do this anymore. All right, we'll discuss this coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.